All right, it's the Grim Lord here. This is Grimm's Uncanny Valley, and we are back with Lust Academy. And I was left with a choice: Adarin, Martenden, or Crowhive. So, Mr. Grimm, what house would you like to challenge? Let's challenge Adarin. I'd like to fight a student from Adarin, sir. Interesting choice. I had a tough duel with an Adarin student just yesterday. Too bad we won't be fighting each other. I'd love to be your first. But hold on. I think I'll challenge a Martenden student then. Alright, I have one Martenden rookie on mine. I want a duel against a Crowhive student. Oh, and then it's settled. Gabby, I found you an opponent. That sounds interesting. Don't think I'll go easy on you, rookie. You're going to join my win streak. You sound confident, maybe even too confident. Promise me you won't cry too hard after I win. Bring it on! I'm glad to welcome the participants of the Magic Duel. Welcome to the Cordale Arena. Today, two of our students will perform in a practice battle. Wow. Student to my right represents the House Crowhive. And the student to my left represents the House Leonhart. Duelists, I expect a fair fight from both of you. Good luck! And may the strongest win. Cool. She looks pretty cool in that getup. She looks serious. I bet she won't hold back. Neither should I. Do I have permission to start? You don't stand a chance. Whatever happens here, don't take it personally, will you? Welcome to the arena! Oh, this is a minigame. Sweet. Here's a quick guide to the minigame so you can play without any hassle. Okay, this is your opponent's hit bar. The goal of the game is to bring the stamina level to zero, just like any RPG ever in the history of mankind. The first one who manages to do so is declared the winner. Here's your character's hit bar. Watch your stamina level and use elixirs and healing spells on time. Man, Final Fantasy, right? If you have them in your arsenal, of course, here you will see all the buffs and debuffs. Ooh, okay. All of your character's combat elixirs are shown here. You can use one of the available elixirs before each spell. The turn order is not lost. These are the combat spells available to you. Combat Bolt can be used without restriction, and the others no more often than once every two turns. You can learn the missing spells in Victoria's lessons. Watch this slider on the magic glyph to stop it at the moment of maximum coloring. The more area of the glyph is painted, the more powerful the spell will be cast. Power is also affected by the level of the spell. Now you can try it on your own. You can use this button anytime to watch this tutorial again and refresh your memory. Good luck! I'm not going to skip to win. What do I do? Combat Bolt! Richter Sebra! Are you still on your feet? Not for long. Oh, that's actually really easy. Combat Bolt! Combat Bolt! Can't you even block simple spells like that? Why am I not surprised? Combat Bolt! Incendio! Oof! If you can't take a punch like a man, go running back to mommy. Combat Bolt! Now she's using Combat Bolt. I've got to admit, you're not half as bad as I thought you'd be. Combat Bolt. Combat Bolt again. Sorry, but I'm just better. I don't know about that. She might win, though. Combat Bolt again. Yeah! Rictus Sempra! Oh! Are you still on your feet? Not for long. Combat Bolt. What? How the fuck? That bitch just fucked me up. Hold on. We're gonna retry this whole motherfucker. No. Load. Alright, we're going back in this. Grimm's gonna win it. Alright. Combat Bolt. Yeah! Okay, she used Rictus Sempra. That's fine. That's a weak Rictus Sempra. Now she's using Incendio. Ouch! Full strength combat bolt. Now she's using Incendio again. Still got her fucked a little bit, though. But you gotta have full combat bolts to beat her. Yeah, bitch! Incendio. Alright. Definitely use the heal. Alright. I'm not gonna use Stone Skin yet unless she does some bullshit. Full power combat bolt. Okay. Alright. I'm throwing Stone Skin up, and then I'm gonna use combat bolt and hopefully beat her. Combat bolt. Yeah! Incendio! If you can't take a punch like... Okay, yeah, you're about to get fucked. Combat bolt. Ah, that's how you win. I was close. Excuse me. It was close. Maybe another time you'll be luckier. Crowhive's duelist cannot continue the battle. Victory to the House of Leonhardt. Great job. That's all for today. Go rest while I see to the loser. Whooped your ass. It looks like I've earned myself a lovely view. Alas, I can't spend the whole evening here as I still have plans for Naomi. She'll pay for what she's done to me. Why is she with Lily again? Like Siamese twins. Anyway, I'll ask Lily to go away. Naomi won't get off the hook that easily. Hi, girls. Naomi, I thought we'd be alone. Yeah, right. We're just chatting. Don't bother. I'm just leaving. See you later. Good luck, Lily. So where are the test answers? Don't worry, I have them. And what are you waiting for? Having a memory loss, Naomi? Have you forgotten how you treated me? Grimm, come on. What are you talking about? I'm just having some fun. Can't you take a joke? I don't know. Maybe House Leonhardt is too pathetic to know how to take jokes. Come on, baby. I really need those results. Oh, you gonna try to fucking manipulate me now, Brown Sugar. Come on. Well, then you'll have to make it up to me. How do I do that? Maybe we should go somewhere more quiet. I'll tell you, but first, let's go to the library. What's fun about that? Do you want your answers or do you not? Ugh. Alright, let's go to your stupid library. I hope you're not gonna read some stupid poems to impress me. I can't believe how she still tries to play cool, even when we both know I have what she needs. The question is, how far is she willing to go in her begging? Don't worry, I have something else in mind. Let's go. Just as I thought, there's not a soul here. Let's just see how much she needs those test answers. Can't believe I went to the library tonight. I hope no one saw us come in here. Come on, it's pretty atmospheric, isn't it? You're kidding, right? Or are you talking about an atmosphere of boredom and gloom? Why'd you bring me here in the first place? Couldn't we talk there? That's okay, I'll cheer you up. Trust me, being in Sabrina's class under a desk isn't much fun either. I get it, honey. I'm really sorry for that. Let's just leave it at that, okay? Oh, you're trying to work your magic. But I see through you! Let's give me the answers to the test. And I'll figure out a way to make it up to you. Don't worry about it, baby. I already figured it out. Why don't you give me the results first? You know, so I don't forget later in a fit of passion. Nice try. But you underestimate me. Honestly, this demeaning attitude is getting annoying. Grim, you're so sure of Adarin's superiority over the others that even when you fail, you try to manipulate me. Yeah, you need to stop doing that shit. You're taking this too seriously. I'm just messing with you. Uh-huh. Oh, well, yeah, that's what she says. It's a healthy relationship between our houses. If you come from a magical society, you understand that. Too bad I'm not your kind. But there are some things I understand perfectly. Like the fact that you need the answers to this test. And what do I have to do to get them? She says. Strictly. Whatever I tell you to do. What's on your mind? You know what's on my mind. Come on, Grim, You're the one who started it when you teased me in potions class. Oh, you gonna grab that booty? That's how they hook you. One, you touch the booty and all of a sudden that's it. You got your baby mama. Oh, don't do it, brother. Ready to thank your hero? Oh, I didn't expect you to be so determined. You always look down at me, Naomi. I think it's time for a change of perspective. Get down on your knees. I like that look a lot better. You have such a pretty face. Thank you, go ahead, baby. Okay. I can't believe. He's so tense even through his pants. If a woman offers you a blowjob, you gonna be an idiot to say no. Well, hold on. Let me put up grim stipulations. Stipulations would be very close, family member, obviously, somebody that is in a higher position than you, somebody, co-worker in some situations okay, some situations not. Obviously, somebody that's in a higher position than you, definitely not a good thing, because that can be used to blackmail you, and probably a worse way than just a regular co-worker. Gotta be really careful what you do at the workplace. Very, very, very careful. I work with a lot of women. So you gotta be real careful what you do now. Like all the girls. All of them. I drive them crazy sometimes. I've had one. She got upset about me three, four times. Then I had another one got on too. Just because she thought I could do something I couldn't. And I'm not talking about, something like that. I was moving a pallet jack, and she thought I could get by her, and I'm like, I can't get by that. I mean, not that she's a big girl. She got some weight. I guess you call her thick. But anyway, couldn't get my pallet jack by her. She's like, oh, you got enough room? I said, I don't have enough room. And I'm not talking about her or anything. I'm talking about she had something behind her, and we were trying to fit into this small little aisle. And I'm like, I don't think this is going to work. But she said, oh, you had room? I said, no, I didn't. Just like that other woman told me today that I was going to be able to take this pallet out without wrapping it, That's more warehouse speak, but she's like, oh, you can take it out. Oh, yeah, everything going to be falling on the goddamn floor, sure. Sorry, folks. I work with women all the time. I don't see people say, Grim, you must hate women. I said, no, but they get on my goddamn nerves. I will say, a lot of them do. I don't know how y'all can handle it sometimes. Now, to be fair, there's some really good women out there. Everybody has bad days. I'm not just going to say, oh, all women are evil, blah, blah. But yeah, it is what it is. That's life. That's life. Anyway, I've kept y'all waiting. Here's the blowjob. Get ready for more surprises. Let's see, Grim. Oh, yeah. She likes that BWC. I know a little something about that myself, so... Oops. My cock looks good with you, Naomi. Impressive size. It's perfect for your sexy lips. Try it. Well, I'll be damned. That's a good one right there. I like that. I have to remember that. You mean, like this? Oh, yeah. Go on. I want to see you try it. Oh, yes. Do you like it? I think she does. Don't get distracted. Work with your tongue too, honey. Oh yeah, that's it. Before we continue, let's free your magnificent breasts from the extra rags. Whatever you say, if it comforts you, it makes it up to me. Look, ooh, those are nice. You'll never see tits like that again in your life. I've seen tits like that before in my life. They're nice. But I'll tell you what, the girl that had them, she don't have them like that anymore.
Yep.
You get in your 30s and things start to happen. She still thinks she's the queen of the world. Look at that ab definition. That right there's got me going. That doesn't stop her from sucking me.
Oh, that's hot, folks.
Fine, get back to work. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Keep going. There you go. She seems to be getting a taste for it. I bet she's getting wet right now. Oh, yeah. I want you. That wasn't the deal. Forget the deal. What do you really want, Naomi? Come on. I want you too. But first, I want you to lick me. You won't go down? Yeah, I guess. Why not? After that, you won't be able to hold back any longer. With pleasure. Oh, she seems very happy about this decision. Wait a second. Not many people get a chance to see my body. That makes me special. That's right, baby. I could have said no. I came here of my own free will. You did? Damn, look at those abs. Of course I did. Look who's in front of you. She is built. Good Lord. But don't get cocky thinking you've earned it. Strong move, Naomi. But you're where I want you now, naked and ready for anything. And I can see all your virtues. What an incredible beauty. Admit it, you want to touch that sexy body. Oh yes. Taste what winning women are made of. Come to me. How passionately she looks at me. As if I were a prey. It's time to taste you, Naomi. Get ready to feel yourself in a heaven of pleasure, baby. I don't really like that. World of pleasure would have been better. Oh, yes. Caress me. She's so eager and trembling with passion. She barely restrains herself from coming at the first touch. It's okay, baby. I'll caress you all over. Oh, yes. Oh, God. And there's no trace of your power. How fortunate that the library is empty at night. Where else could we have such privacy? I'm trembling all over. Okay, I won't tease her any further. Are you ready? Yes. She's basically reiterating an Herbal Essences commercial. It's unbelievable. This is so good. I think I'm good at everything sexually. Oh yeah, she says. Oh yeah. Let's get the librarian turned on. Yes, that's it. You like that? Don't stop. You have a magic tongue. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, my God. There you go. Oh, shit. Unbelievable. Librarian's getting it on, folks. Grim, I didn't expect. So, are you ready now? I want to see your back. Now. Ooh, look at that. Your hair is gorgeous. I want to see it when I enter you. I like that. I'm ready to take you in. I know you can't take it anymore. Yes, take me. I got nowhere to go. You're all mine. I can feel how much you want cock. Please come inside me. I can feel how badly you want it. Come on, what are you waiting for? I want to enjoy this moment, baby. That'd make you long for me to come in. I'm all yours. You are? What am I supposed to do with you? Take me! Do you like it? Do you like the feeling of my throbbing? Do you like feeling the throbbing of my cock with your buttocks? Your buttocks. Do you like feeling the throbbing of my cock with your buttocks? Nah. Do you like feeling the throbbing of my cock with your ass? I can feel her wiggle, and she's begging with her whole look. Her whole look? I can't wait any longer. Be patient. The longer you endure, the more enjoyable you'll be. I'm already on fire. Grim, please. I'm already barely holding back myself. It's time to enter. And fuck her good. Emily is really getting it on. I mean, she's going to town on herself. So, are you ready? Oh, yeah. Ready as I'll ever be. Uh-oh. What's with the book? Oh! What the? Did you hear that? Yeah. Is someone there? I don't see anyone. Shit. Damn, Grim, that was a terrible idea. Maybe we're just imagining things. Imagining things? Are you kidding me? Alright, let's get out of here. Damn, I hope we don't get expelled for this. Whoever caught us didn't want to show his face. Let's run! Oh, wow. Yeah, that was something. Something, we almost got caught. I gotta get dressed. Naomi looks even prettier in the moonlight. I wish we could have had sex. You shouldn't have taken so long, Grim. Huh, who knew? I just wanted to play with you. Yeah. What a game you're playing, Grim. Huh. Ah ha ha. I can't believe we almost got caught naked in the library. Told you it'd be fun. Yeah. So can I get my answers? I don't know. We never got to the end of it, did we? Come on, Grim, you got more than you should have. Alright, well, but I think we both don't mind continuing this adventure. What do you say? Maybe another time. Don't I even deserve... Whoa, a goodbye kiss? I guess you do. Good night, Grim. See you in classes. Sure. Good night, Naomi. Man, what a day. Naomi wasn't so bad after all, if only we weren't interrupted. I can't believe it's been only a week since I've joined the Academy. So many things happened. I've even won my first duel. But now I need to get some rest. Tomorrow, Dale awaits. Dale awaits? Hello? Yo, Grim, rise and shine. What the hell, isn't it too early? If you don't want to miss the principal's speech, it's not. Shit, I'll be in the hall in a minute. Alright, I'm waiting for you. Greetings, students. I'm sure you're wondering why I've gathered you all here today. Every Saturday morning, we summarize the results of our traditional house tournament. In a few moments, we will announce the final results. But first, I'd like to speak on behalf of Cordale's Council. We are incredibly proud of your dedication and hard work. Competition is, indeed, one of the keys to unlock your full potential. By participating in it, you can show your diligence and strength. We are happy to be a part of your winding path of discovering true power. We've calculated the total points for each house. This week's winning house is Leonhardt! Yahoo! We won! Great job, everyone. Congratulations to Leonhardt. The path to Dale is now open to you. Each student from the winning house receives a $50 allowance that you can spend in Dale. Please seek assistance from Mr. Frollo to get on the ship. To all the other students who haven't won this week, try to keep up your spirits. You will have a chance to visit Dale next time. All you need is to put more effort and win. All you need is to put in more effort and win next week's competition. Take care, everyone, and have a lovely weekend. Well, that was informative. Now I need to find Mr. Frollo. Mr. Grimm, I think we're just waiting for you. Oh, okay. I don't know what he means by that. I'm going to say that, but I don't think that's what he means. I think we're just waiting for you. Alright, let's not stall. The ferry leaves in half an hour. Students, follow me. Hello, Grim. Haley, good morning. Do you have plans for Dale yet? I don't even know what's there. But neither do I. I'm gonna look into it. I hope the local library has a history of the town. I'm sure it does. Oh, Lily, I was just looking for you. Aren't you going to the library? Oh, sorry, Grim, I have to catch her up. See you later, Grim. Bye. So Haley's gonna be at the library all weekend? Sometimes I don't understand her interests. On the other hand, sometimes I don't even understand mine. Speaking of which, I wonder what I'll be doing this weekend. Guess I'll find out in Dale. Wow, this is beautiful. Impressed? This ship is my pride. Why, sir? It's a system I designed. What system? You'll hear about it in a moment. I think everyone needs this information. Students, pay attention. We at Cordale are well aware that students have to work hard to become great wizards. So you need to get plenty of rest, too. You, as the winners of the house competition, can board the ship. The journey to Dale is not very long. And this ship has everything you need so you don't get bored while you're sailing. But why a ship at all? We could just teleport. Thanks for that interesting point. Portal magic in Cordale territory is limited as much as possible. It's a security measure. But there is a special connection between the Academy and Dale. The Endless Lake. What is that? My own invention. The lake seems small, but anyone who decides to swim across it, you don't even want to know. The only vessel that can cross it is right here in front of you. Just don't jump overboard unnecessarily. Then the journey to Dale won't be a problem at all. Any other questions? Can I get on board now? Of course. Come on in and take your seats. We'll be departing in exactly 15 minutes. Did you hear that? Yes, yes. Well, it's time to go to town. Well, I've never been on a ship before. It's shaking when people get on the deck. Should it be like that? Well, Haley doesn't look scared. I think it's all right. Wow, what a view! Who'd have thought that a boat trip could be so picturesque? I wish I had my camera with me. It's so beautiful. That's how any weekend should start. I might start enjoying winning house tournaments. Ouch! Ugh, my head. It's spinning like a record. Like a broken one. Damn! Fuck, what's happening? Am I seasick? Ugh, I'm gonna... The fuck, where am I? I don't know. It looks like a good place for us to leave off, doesn't it? We'll catch up with Grim and all these wonderful magical adventures when we continue Lust Academy. But it's going to be probably next, not this month, but next month, because we're actually, well, we've got a surprise. A game that you guys have been following for quite a long time has dropped its newest chapter. And I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. Well, I think you'll be pleasantly delighted, rather. I mean, of course, it's already a surprise. But, yeah, you'll be like, oh, wow, cool, there's more of this now. And there's only one more chapter left in that, by the way. The developer stated that there's only one more chapter and the whole game is completed. So we will be showing you an ending, eventually. And that will probably take another couple months, so I would say... Maybe around November, December, we'll have that one finished. But when we do finish this particular chapter in this game, we'll go right back to Lust Academy. So for people that are really into Lust Academy, don't worry. We are not dropping Lust Academy. I like it. I think it's a really fun game. I highly recommend you pick it up. And this is the Grim Lord, and I am out. We'll see you next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley.